local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go. We are coming up on 12:11 on a Tuesday afternoon. Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here with you on the second Tuesday of August, which, of course, means we get to visit with Robin Doulas from the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce today.
Hi, Corey.
She survived the fair.
I did survive the fair. It was a great fair.
I gotta move this. It's kind of hard looking at you through two mic arms there.
But yeah, yeah.
And it's going to run away
from
me.
And it's moving away.
I'm going to have to get John working on that one. He was working on these arms a little bit the other day, and they still just like to do whatever they want.
Just move around.
Pretty much. So let's start out. Let's kind of recap the fair a little bit. Unfortunately, my schedule didn't work. I didn't get there this year.
Corey, I told you to get there.
I know. I was trying. It just didn't work.
Well, I suppose, you know, you get points for attempting, but it's very low.
Well, yeah, that's about my life in a nutshell. So there you go.
No, I think it was a good fair. You know, we had good weather. You know, it got a little hot on the weekend, but it's fair. It's fair season. Overall, I think it went pretty well. Like I said, you know, it's always the weather. It's always, okay, we're set. We have everything. It's the weather. But yeah, it kind of cooperated with us.
For the most part. There was that one kind of iffy one. Wasn't it right on the first night?
It was
night,
Wednesday.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. So we were just kind of like watching it, but we didn't really get a whole lot of anything. It kind of went around the Waseca bubble, you know, that seems to happen. So we were pretty fortunate.
But see, now when you don't plan for that bubble, that's when it just
doesn't go
in.
But yeah, I think one of the biggest things, one of the new things we did was when we did the Kids Day this year, it was a blast. It was a blast. We had this foam machine and oh my God, there was foam everywhere, but the kids loved it. There are some pictures of some kids and they're just covered. It was great.
Well, then there was probably some of the fair board that was probably in there too. Let's be honest.
I know. I kind of wish I could have gotten out there to do that, but you know, it doesn't always work that way. But
yeah, some people actually have to work.
I know. And it's me. And what do you do?
I know. Welcome to my world.
I know. But it was good. And
good.
We are excited because in 29, it'll be the 150th. Anniversary of the fair. So in 2029, we're starting to kind of think about that now. So
yeah, you're going to start to build.
We got to start ramping up a little bit. You know, already the first day of the fair, I was like, guys, next year we have to do this. Sometimes they just look at me.
Well, yeah, but you got to keep planning ahead.
We're always planning. We're always planning. So we're already in planning mode. And one of our fair board members was actually at the Wisconsin State Fair yesterday because he missed the fair board meeting, Noah.
Not going to call you out or
not
anything.
Not at all. But I said, take pictures. And that's one that we want to get to. We haven't gotten there yet. But he said, he was like, they have bunny obstacle courses. I'm like, oh, okay.
That can be done.
That can be done. So all sorts of fun things he was checking out. So
because that's always the fun part with the fair is checking
out. It is.
Of course, everyone has their favorite pieces.
Yes, absolutely.
But then you got to have those new things. So I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, and then it ends up being probably the most fun you've had.
It probably is. And that's a fun thing. That's when we go to different fairs. You know, Jay and I will go to different ones. And it's just like you look at it so differently when you're part of it. It's like, oh, this is great. Or, yeah, I don't know if that would work. Or, wow, our bathrooms are really clean. That's a big one. I'm sorry. It's a big one. I check out the bathrooms. That's important. So,
because for some fairs, that is a big deal.
It's a big deal. People comment. They'll say things.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
I mean, that was something that came up every year in the improvements when I was down in Iowa, too.
Okay.
They're always working on improving those.
Always. Always. Bathrooms, different things. Already we're thinking about the things. So, no, it was a good fair. And I always get a little bit sad when it's over just because I love it.
Yeah. It's a little sadness and a little bit of relief.
It is.
It?
It's like we're done. And then I go, oh, now we got to start all over again.
Give yourself at least a few days.
I know.
Okay,
we'll
fine. A couple hours.
But it was good. No, it was good, and we wrapped her up. So on to next year.
Yeah, because I know I heard part of Brad and Mara's live remote out there.
Oh
they were
gosh.
Having a good time as usual.
They're
so
much fun. I love it when they come out there. We have a blast. They are hilarious. So it's fun to have them out there on that Friday.
All right. So you've got a few things to talk about. And why don't we take the break first?
Okay.
And then we can
great.
Just take whatever amount of time we want.
Within reason, of course. Sort of.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll continue on with your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. We'll visit more with Robin Doulas and the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce right after this on Cows 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's keep going with more of our conversation here with the Waseca Area Chamber of Commerce on your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here with you. Robin Doulas is sitting across from me here today. Again,
hanging out.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do, isn't
that's
it?
That's pretty much all we do.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Especially beforehand. We just sit here just kind of chit-chatting.
We just sit here and just chit-chat. I was even here early today.
Yeah.
Which is a shocker.
She had other business to take care of.
I did. I had some other business to take care of, which I took care of and got all that done.
The people you needed were here. And
I know. It works out great.
Yeah.
And I remembered what I needed. So that is
the key piece right
there. Yeah. That's where I have issues sometimes.
Oh,
knowing,
yeah.
I'm like, where does
I'll be the one. I'll come out of my office, get over. What did I come over here for?
I know.
Then you walk back. Then you realize what it was. You got to hope that
I know.
You can make the.
I realize that it was not even there in the first place.
Maybe 25 steps.
Usually, yeah.
That's a lot.
I know. I do that at home, too. And I'm like,
oh, I'm really bad about it at home. But let's talk about a few of the things.
Yes, yeah. We have some things going on.
Yeah. We go really down the rabbit hole.
But
big time.
It's good. It's okay.
Anyway. Yeah. So let's talk about a couple of things that we got going here today.
So today is. Primary today.
Yep.
And so Kelms Barbecue, who was one of our chamber members, is set up in the public safety parking lot from 10:30 to 3. So vote and go get some food. And there's a couple other local food trucks there, too. So you can go out, have some lunch, kind of, you know, talk to people. But, you know, definitely visit them because it's great to support our local
I'm guessing
businesses.
It's the public safety center that's one of the polling locations.
I think so.
Okay.
I just always remember all the churches. I think that's one of the locations, but they're set up. I think they're out there and Hometown Smash is out there and I think Louie's Dogs is out there.
Oh, you got some good choices.
So I know. So I'm going to have to go have lunch after we're done
with
this.
Yeah, there you go.
So definitely check them out.
But either way, even if it's after lunch for you, whatever, make sure you exercise your right to vote.
Yes. Yes, we have that right. So make sure you do it.
I went and took care of mine this morning. And I will say... go give the people something to do. They were looking kind of bored.
We're kind of, I think that's the problem with primary.
Absolutely.
But get out there and give them something to do.
And it is an open primary, by the way. It is worth mentioning. You do not have to officially declare a party to vote in the primary.
I always get confused about that.
Because you'll get the ballot. It's going to have both sides. You can only choose one, of course.
Right. But, well, that's good. Narrow down the field here to get some
There's
some
a few
people.
Names and a couple of those.
I'm sure there are.
Just a few. To narrow it down. But anyway. So that happening until 3 o'clock today.
Yes. Kelms will be out there until 3 o'clock today. This weekend, the Waseca Freemasons are holding their 8th annual soapbox races. Saturday. That's 15th of Saturday, isn't it? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, when I was looking at that earlier today, I'm thinking, wait, that's no way that's Saturday already.
But anyway.
The math works.
I know. So that is on 4th Street Northeast next to Tink Larson Field. Children are eligible to take part if they're at least 8 years old and under 16.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that they get.
Always something fun there.
For
those that aren't aware, that's the big hill right on
the west
side of Tink Larson Field there.
Good
spot. You got to have a hill for
good
something like this.
Good spot to do that. Oh, and look, Brad Kubat will be emceeing. What a deal.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I don't know if he's listening in the back or not. He's probably half paying attention to us.
He might be. Let's see. If you are looking for something to do on Wednesday night, which is tomorrow, at the Legion, they have trivia night.
Oh.
That's at 7.
Okay.
And it's happy hour from 6 to 8. It says half off happy hour, full on brain power.
I mean, what could go wrong? You take part in happy hour and then try to do trivia.
I think that'd be kind of fun. So that'd be fun. So that, you have to check that out if you're looking for something to do tomorrow night on Wednesday. Because
I like to do trivia stuff, but they just ask the right questions. I've got a head full of useless knowledge.
Yeah. I can remember a lot of things, but I don't know if any of what I know would be useful in this.
But you never know.
You never know. Might have to check that out. Oh, what else is going on? On the 19th. Let's see. Farm America is doing a farm to fork. That is a taste testing and exploring how fresh ingredients travel from the farm to our table. General public, it's $10, and the kids club members are free. So
that'd be kind
of cool. Check that out. I've never been to it, but I know that they have a lot of people that participate in that. So that'd be kind of
fun. I've never. Well, I might have been there one year. I don't remember if it was that particular event or not. But those farm-to-fork things are a great great thing to take in because it's that opportunity where people really learn where their food comes from.
Yes.
Because I hate to say it, it doesn't just magically show up at the store.
No. And it was it's interesting that you say that because that was a conversation that was had at the fair this year about animals and, you know, where your food comes from. And one of the things that fairs do is, you know, 4-H and egg, they talk about, yes, this is a cow. This is where your milk comes from. It doesn't just show up in the dairy case at the store and mm-hmm. say, hey, it's all nice in this little carton. It has to come from somewhere. So
yeah, exactly.
It's a neat thing for, you know, Farm America to do this and for the fairs, you know, Steele County Free Fair is coming up next week. So another great opportunity for people to explore and find out about egg. That's, you know, that's where we live.
That's the whole idea, especially when it comes to fairs in this area.
Yes, absolutely.
You focus on the ag side.
Yep, absolutely. It's amazing what you learn, too.
Yeah, it really is.
So it's kind of fun. One thing that's coming up in Waseca County for, this is on our community calendar, Waldorf Days, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. There's a classic car show, a burger feed. On that night on the 21st, the A to Z band will be there. Volleyball tournaments, water wars, there is a park dedication, and on the 22nd, Four Play will be the band. And then the 23rd on that Sunday, there's a pancake breakfast, outdoor worship. So lots of things going on in Waldorf. So
yeah, some of your
check that
great
out.
Small town community festival
yes,
events.
And they are the best.
Yeah, like I said, the smaller the town, the better the party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I think that'll be, I know that we will be there. On those days.
Uh-huh.
We'll be there. But yeah, but that's on our community calendar. You want to check that out. Barney's.
Oh, yes. Yes. We wanted to make sure we talk about them.
Talk about Barney's. So on Saturday, August 29th, Barney's are featuring the White Sidewalls. So music starts at 6 p.m. It looks like they're doing activities all day. Not sure what they're doing, but they say come out and spend the day at Barney's Drive-In. And I know the White Sidewalls, they have a pretty big following.
Okay. I'm not familiar with them, so.
I know that they are I think they're at the Rice County Fair every year.
Okay.
We had stopped in there, and I think I heard them. I know we've talked about having them at the, you know, at the Waseca County Fair. We just haven't done that yet, but I think they do like the 50s, 50s
sure.
and 60s
okay.
music.
Okay.
That would make sense, you know, the White Sidewalls and what they have on are like those shirts, you know, that.
It would make sense.
There.
Which is probably why that's completely
it's
off.
Probably totally. I don't know. It sounded good.
But yeah,
that's good.
At Barney's. If you haven't been there for a while,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
check out what they're doing because
absolutely.
They are doing phenomenal work with a classic staple
yes.
in Waseca.
Yes, the root beer and the burgers. And I know they've introduced some new things, but yeah, it's just fun. Plus, you can sit there and when it's a nice day and you can sit by the lake and eat, you can stay in your car, you can sit outside at the tables. And they've been doing some different things mm-hmm. through the summer. So it's kind of fun to see what they're doing and who knows what they'll come up with.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of cool. Also, on the 29th.
The same day.
Same day. It's Waseca American Legions. It's their second annual summer jam. And they have Buffalo Alice from 7 to 10. I haven't ever heard
No,
Buffalo
I haven't either.
Alice. Heard of them, but I haven't heard them.
Okay.
But they have food trucks there. They've got some sponsors, M. Peters, Midwest Bank are a couple of their sponsors. Yeah, that looks kind of neat. Outdoor live music. I remember they did it last year, but I don't know where we were. We weren't there.
Yeah.
But I knew they did it. I don't know where we were.
You don't remember what happened 5 minutes ago. So.
Or what I walked in the room for.
we kind of covered that, I think, earlier, didn't we?
There is always that.
All right, so we got about 30 seconds left
okay.
here.
The one thing I am going to do is on Palmer Bus, it's school bus time. It's back to school. Just a reminder that, you know, pay attention when those kids are going on and off the bus. You know, especially really pay attention when they're on there, all the rules, all the things. But just a reminder that. Yeah, as crazy as it is, summer is coming to an end and
yeah.
school will be in session in a few more weeks.
And school is starting maybe a little bit earlier than what some expect okay. in some cases just because we're Labor Day is falling this
That's
year.
True. That's
and
true.
Right
so
at the beginning of the month. So.
Watch out for those little kiddos.
Absolutely. And Robin, you guys are going to be over at the Steele County Fair next week doing the beer sales on
yep.
Wednesday night. So
yep.
come
board
on over
is.
And support everything that the Waseca Chamber has going on too.
Well, the fair board will be there.
Or the fair board,
The fair board will be there. I'll be there.
Okay.
For the fair board.
She does both, okay?
I do it all.
All right. Well, we got to get moving here. The Midday Farm Review with the Linder Farm Network is on the way here at 12:30. And then let's see here. I'll be back with you for the rest of the afternoon, including be listening for the sound of the cowbell. When you hear it, be my first caller, 507-451-2222. I'll get you hooked up with a certificate for a couple of malts with the Steel ADA.
I'm going to listen.
Steel County Fair. There you go. Be listening. I'm not telling you when it's coming,
but okay,
the way.
I'll listen.
But all right,
listen.
We really got to get going here.
Okay.
The Midday Farm Review is on the way next. This has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank.